Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
I hear that snow bells ringling, jing, jing, dingling too. Ooh, okay.
I went with the music.
I see you raising my crazy.
I don't remember all the words either.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah.
Yes. Tis the season.
Yes.
For real.
Mm-hmm. How you looking on your shopping? Almost done?
Same place I was the last time
nice.
You asked me.
I like it.
Yep.
So a friend of mine was like, the shopping list for husbands, one person, their wife. The shopping list for wives, 39 people.
Here's where Teen Gray is an anomaly. Husband purchased gifts for kids.
Really? Every time?
For a long time, it's been that way.
Really?
Especially as they got older. But he's a shopper.
Yeah.
He's a shopper in the sense of he's going to do the research. Mm. He's going to look at reviews if he's not familiar with the product.
Yeah.
He actually enjoys that process.
Now, I will say he's very dapper, hubby.
Oh,
so
for sure.
So if it's clothes being purchased, I trust
even
his
if
judgment.
Even if it's not clothes, he's going to do the research. He's mm-hmm. going to watch videos. He's going to look at reviews. He's going to reorganize the reviews by most recent.
So he's not a impulse shopper. He's a planning
he
with
is
intention
a,
shopper.
Yes, he is an intentional shopper.
Yeah. It's interesting that
he's a sneakerhead though too. So
yeah,
that
can be impulsive, I'm sure. But he probably knows the releases and like
he knows what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely am an impulse shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I get that from my dad. My dad will go to the store for some milk and come back with a new car.
Oh, wow.
My dad will go to the store, to the post office and come back with a vacuum cleaner.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always been like that.
Okay.
So I get it honestly.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that people are addicted to shopping.
For sure.
There are folks out here spending their rent money,
yeah,
their mortgage money. And I think it's getting worse. So we need to talk about this.
We're going to talk about it. And, you know, the psychoanalyst that I think I am.
Okay.
I think people are really addicted to whatever they believe shopping provides for them.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it could be the experience. I am aware of the euphoria I feel
yeah.
when I shop, but that's when I'm shopping just to be shopping. Like, I'm not looking for anything in particular. I'm just like,
yeah,
oh, I'm just going to go out here and buy stuff.
There's a dopamine release from shopping,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But I'm noticing that, like, have you been out to the malls? Like, have you driven past the mall?
I have been, I was in a mall last week.
Okay.
Looking for something very specific.
Okay.
For an event.
Okay.
And I went to a singular department store because I wanted no parts of
focused blinders on
the mall.
Malls are crazy. I mean, like, you see the traffic, like cars are driving around. They're going to these malls, these shopping centers.
They're
I'm seeing delivery trucks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are flush with cash. I even saw.
Are they flush with cash?
I mean, they're flush with spending.
They're right.
I don't know how they're
right.
They're mm-hmm. using cash or card or buy now, pay later. Who knows?
Don't get me started.
Yeah. But we should talk about America's addiction to shopping, because for many people, it's like Pookie in New Jack City when he's like,
I'm sorry.
It just keeps calling me, man.
I've seen a lot of Chris Rock lately, so
yeah,
it just made me chuckle.
It just keeps calling me.
Yeah.
That scene where he's got the American flag shirt and he's just got the thing, and he lights it and he turns it out, and then...
I have seen New Jack City in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, was it just on, or did you turn to it?
It was on, so I turned to it.
Okay. Well, I'll raise you
one. Doing stuff in the background. Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Jacarius Johnson New Jack City Off-Broadway production.
You are winning. You have won.
It was actually really good.
They had Tretch
playing Nino Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you do?
Tretch is good.
Tretch is from Jersey, so let's be careful. We don't want no Tretch smoke.
Yeah, no, we don't. No, Tretch, he was really, really good.
Good.
It was like...
Is it on DVD?
No. DVD? Like, are there DVDs?
Do people do that? I don't know. Do we still do that? Like, remember back in the day, Tyler Perry would have his Chitlin' Circuit production, and then...
Yeah, that's when DVD players were a thing.
Like, oh, yeah. We don't do...
Is it on streaming? I guess that might be the better question.
Oh, my gosh. I am stuck.
Yeah. My dad was upset that his car didn't have a CD player in it, his new truck that he bought.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
I had to tell him, like, Pop, they're not doing that anymore. They also don't have an 8-track player or a tape deck.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I just said DVD after watching a show on Netflix last night. This is crazy.
So I want to tell you a story. There's this article I was reading about this poor woman who she got a insurance payout. Like, she had been in an accident and she got a big lump sum of money. And she had a problem because this money was supposed to kind of make her whole for what she lost.
Sure.
Right? Health payments, maybe getting the car fixed or a new car, what have you. But instead, she just got to spending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she spent the money that was earmarked for her comeback. She even went so far as to end up liquidating the 401k for the family, the life savings. And she just was addicted to shopping. Like, I would probably never admit this, but she did because it's a cautionary tale. It's something I read in a paper. And somebody said, not even Batman will get that information out of me.
Wow.
But no, she came clean. She's like, look, she would be buying stuff she doesn't even remember buying.
Yeah.
She would be doing online shopping in the middle of the night, half
sleep.
That's
addictive. Mm-hmm.
She had marriage problems. Her husband was like, look, this is enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the things they needed.
Yeah.
Transportation,
mm-hmm.
tuition, money for food, because things are just piling up and being reallocated to shopping.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of data that shows that we are out here spending too much. And so let's get into this.
Mm-hmm.
This holiday season, shopping is supposed to hit $5.3 trillion at stores, online and in person.
But eggs are overpriced.
Man,
people can't buy bacon. They can't buy bacon. They're eating the cats narrative. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I know there are people who are hurting financially. We're not talking about them.
Yeah.
Because we're assuming they're not the people who's contributing to this retail spending, record spending.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Look, we just eat the inflation, really. And prices go up and we just pay for it, really.
Yeah.
We've already talked about the fact that folks are making more money and also they're racking up more debt, but we are spending. Like, none of this stuff is slowing us down in any way. And our economy is based on spending. Like, our GDP for our country, every year, 2/3 of it is what we spend.
Consumer spending. Yep.
Absolutely. So we are a consumer-driven economy. So here's the number so far. So just Thanksgiving weekend alone, Black Friday, $10.8 billion spent online.
Billion with a B.
And then Cyber Monday. So that's Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Monday, $13.3 billion spent online. That's like $24 billion in a weekend.
In a weekend.
Dang. Look at this stat. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Cyber Monday, shoppers spent $15.8 million per minute That in 2 hours.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That is crazy.
15 million a minute, my G?
0.8. Don't forget the 0.8.
Yeah, don't forget the 0.8.
That's really close to 16.
Yeah, the 0.8, that covered some Uggs. The 0.8 covered some video games online. So my kids do a Christmas list.
Oh, yes.
They write it to Santa.
Aww.
And
I don't love even that innocence.
And then I read it. You know, I'm nosy.
Yeah.
But I don't even understand some of this stuff. It's like, I want this game with some letters after it. Like, is that an online game? Like,
don't have your kids talk to mine.
Yeah.
Especially the girl child. But it's kind of too late because the girls have already connected.
Yeah.
But we get a presentation, a PowerPoint slide.
Are
or I don't know.
Me?
We might be doing Google Slides. Either way, we get a slide presentation with pictures. Get this. And links to make it easy. I'm not mad at the convenience play, but literally one of our children gives us a slide deck.
With links.
With pictures
and
links.
That is very convenient.
It is, like, it is very convenient. Now, I initiated the...
Yeah.
Maybe not the slide deck, but like an organized list and, you know, things like that. But we have elevated to another level.
That's interesting. Our analyst... Tyler has also told us that he's asked his significant friend. Now, I can't say other, but the woman of his life or women, I don't know.
Why can't you say significant other?
I mean, they're not like, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to encourage him to pump the brakes. Like, don't get too serious too soon.
Okay.
So I'm not about to like encourage
But that's,
this.
What's, the, okay. That's
Meanwhile,
a different conversation. Yes.
At his age, I was engaged to be married. Like,
you know.
I want his young heart to run free. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But he told his girl, like, yeah, make up a PowerPoint presentation for me.
With, yeah, because
like,
he don't
a
know
wish
what
list.
He doesn't know what to get her.
Yeah, but I'm like, see, early in a relationship,
yeah,
you need to be on thoughtful, not on money. Like, you need to be on.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, because you're starting like a bad trend of where this thing's going to head.
Also agree.
Yeah. So other things that are happening with shopping today. 53% of online shopping is now happening on mobile devices.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's kind of like the laziest way to shop and probably the easiest way to shop at the
it's
same
convenience
time.
Convenience and time. I do probably 90% of my shopping. Okay. Maybe 75% of my shopping. Mobile.
On your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, what percentage of your shopping is in store versus online in general?
More online than in store. It's the time.
Yeah. Me, I hate shopping online. Only time I shop online is if I literally don't know where to go for the thing.
Yeah.
But if I know I can get it from the store, I go to the store.
I'm also usually shopping for what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where to go to find the brand I want, the size, the ease of returning it if it doesn't work out for some reason. So it's limited.
Yeah, you're talking clothes. Like, is that something you really need or is it something you want? Clothes.
Sometimes I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm in a different size zone right now. So stuff doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So I need to replace some stuff. I need to update too. So.
Yeah. But you want
It's not
to.
All critical.
It's not a want. Like,
some
like
of
if
it is
a
want. Like, I don't have, I'm not void of clothes.
Yeah.
I may just not have the clothes that I want.
Want.
That fit the way
want.
That I want or project.
Want.
But clothes get worn.
Of course.
So then
you
sometimes you outgrow them, literally.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Anyway,
I'm just saying like
whatever.
A winter coat, like that's a need.
Okay.
Okay.
But I also have probably 5 winter coats. You know what I'm saying? Like
I got you.
It's all relative.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of folks waiting to the last minute. Last minute shoppers are estimated to be like 10% of the population. That is definitely me. My daughter reminded me that we have a Christmas Eve tradition of every year hitting up the local TJ Maxx, Marshalls, one of these Home Goods, one of these.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's definitely happening in my house.
I will visit a Home Goods in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Just because.
Just because. Like,
just
it's
because.
The right thing to do.
And I might find something for others or myself, but yeah.
And in those cases, you're like looking for the inspiration in the aisles. You're like,
absolutely.
See
it's the experience. It's not the stuff, though.
Yeah.
except for the deeply discounted wrapping paper. So let's talk about what shopping addiction really is.
Okay.
All right. It's really defined as excessive and uncontrollable purchases despite the psychological and financial consequences.
Man.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's going to be ugly, but you do it anyway. Mm. And you can't help it.
It just keeps calling me, I think
you were going to say that.
Yeah. And what's crazy, it is not like a clinical condition. There's a list of mental disorders that the psychiatrist guide, like, has all the list of the different things.
Yes.
It's very prevalent, but for some reason, it's not being, like, coded. It's not being called a thing.
Because I think the shopping addiction is just it's surface. The underlying addiction is really the problem.
Mm.
Again, I think I'm a psychoanalyst, but that's no disrespect to the professionals who are trained and experts in this area. I'm just giving my theory.
But I really think that it's because America knows that we need people to spend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we can keep people spending and let them know that there's nothing wrong with it, our economy keeps moving forward.
Yeah.
The companies keep making the record profits.
That's why marketing is so prevalent. And think about the influence of social media marketing. People are spending because they want to experience whatever they see and whatever they feel when they see what they want to be or want to have.
But at the same time, we know that there's financial consequences, right? Like, for example, you ever notice when there's a gambling ad at the end, it's like, hey, don't do this. Like,
right.
Call gambling anonymous.
Right, you know? Because laws were passed to force them to put those disclosures.
Yeah, because they know that there's dire financial consequences. Mm-hmm. Cigarettes.
Same.
Yeah. All kinds of warnings on cigarettes and
cancer.
Alcohol. But like, there's never a warning on shopping.
Mm.
And there's financial consequences. There's psychological consequences.
Well, they did require credit card companies to put on statements some additional information that were kind of like warnings.
Yeah, like, look, it's going to take you forever to pay off this sweater.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But I mean, at the point of purchase, like, you know, like if you literally like,
oh no,
go to buy a bottle of alcohol, it's a warning label on the actual thing.
Right.
Like, shopping doesn't work like that. Like,
no,
Amazon
doesn't
have a warning before you hit buy. Hey, please confirm that you read this thing that says, look, you might be addicted to shopping.
Sure. And it's worse in store, because if you think about some of the stores that we named, while you're waiting in line, what do they have? More things for you to buy while you're waiting.
Yeah. So here's an estimate. It is estimated that, and I'm going to put this in context.
Okay.
10% of Americans are addicted to alcohol. 1% are addicted to gambling. And the estimate is that the shopping addiction is somewhere in that range, probably around 5%, which would mean about 13 million people are literally addicted, meaning they are psychologically as tied as someone is to alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
But it's for shopping.
That is interesting. One, I thought the percentage of Americans who are addicted to gambling and alcohol, I thought it might have been higher.
Mm, yeah.
Doesn't surprise me that shopping is in the range, but I actually would have guessed that it's higher.
Yeah. It's also who's willing to admit it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't.
Like, that's probably the cat.
You can't measure what you can't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the cat that probably goes to the meetings.
Yeah.
And says, hey, I am an addict.
Yeah. That's true. And anyway.
I've got a bunch of alcoholics in my family.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think any of them have been to the meeting. I don't even think they'd admit it.
They weren't asked to participate in the survey.
Like, hey, that ain't coffee in that coffee cup.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So a lot of folks that are addicted, it's really about compulsive buying.
Mm-hmm.
And for many, it's like a symptom of other stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, compulsive buying tends to happen when folks are hurting. It's the drug of choice. When I'm sad, when I'm depressed. And I guess it probably feels like a victimless crime.
Yes.
It feels like I'm not doing anything to harm my body. Like, it's not going to cause cancer.
Or I'm not harming anybody else. They don't recognize that they could be harming themselves or their families.
Yeah. But it's out there.
It exists. It's a real thing.
And we should keep talking about this, because there's somebody out there listening that maybe it's not you. Maybe it's adjacent to you. Maybe it's somebody in your family. Maybe it's your spouse. You got to send them this show. You know, I will say, I wouldn't say my wife is an addict, but I will say this time of year, there is this feeling like I need to just ball out on the kids.
Some people are more vulnerable to addiction of some kind.
Yeah.
And there are triggers for that. And I understand how the holidays could create that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, there's this feeling of, I need to show the kids how much I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And more stuff equals more love in the mind of some people.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom, she grew up in poverty. So she's got a food insecurity thing.
Mm.
There is all kinds of spoiled food in the refrigerator and in the cabinets because she's constantly buying food.
Mm-hmm.
So there's psychological things behind the spending, whether it be on food or whether it be on shopping items. And this Christmas season is one of those times where all of that could be at play.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the shopping addiction. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll get into it a little deeper. And then at the end of the show, we'll give you some ideas and tactics and tips on how to cope, how to get through this thing.
Advice. That's what we do.
That's it. I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we're back.
Yes. People still out there. Somebody has actually probably bought something in the little bit of time we were on break.
Apparently millions of people probably have. Online, the stores are open.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the issues with this is that technology is like targeting folks.
Definitely.
Like the innovation that retailers have experienced, have utilized, from AI to algorithms.
It works. I'm very aware when I'm being used.
Yeah.
When I'm being influenced, marketed to, and I'm just like, that's clever. It's like, I respect it.
Yeah.
But I'm aware of it. It's like, oh, come back. Take a look before it's gone. Other people who looked at what you looked at also looked at this. Like, it's it's nice, but it's effective.
It freaks me out, though. Doesn't it freak you out sometimes? You'll be talking to your friend about, you know, like, hey, man, I can't find my gloves.
Then you get a reel for gloves or a suggested.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, I bet you there's some people that find that really helpful. Some people don't realize it's happening. And other people like me, it freaks me out. It makes me want to, like, turn all that stuff off.
It used to freak me out. But now I've just accepted that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So unless I go in and do something and change my settings, and that won't necessarily change it either. But
yeah.
Have a conversation. Next thing you know, it doesn't freak me out, but it does concern me.
Yeah. I wonder if we will ever get regulations on this. I'm like really curious about this.
On shopping?
Yeah, like shopping addiction, like any kind of consumer protection. What would protection. The
rec? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just something like a warning label, like people spend money on stuff they can't afford all the time. And this can cause you to not be able to retire or to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like just a warning. Like, I don't know. There should be probably something out there. I bet you there will never be anything. But I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I guess the consumer protection laws that led to what's disclosed on credit card statements, that's not enough for you.
No, not enough.
And some people don't like that.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, they got so much data on us. Yeah. How much of it do they use to actually help us? Like, they could make medical recommendations, right?
Right, yeah.
They could suggest that we exercise and diet, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're using it just to tell us to buy stuff.
Well, if you talk about it enough, they will use it to help you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Affiliate links is another thing. Mm-hmm. So you'll be reading the New York Times.
Yep.
And next thing you know, like an ad for the gloves or whatever else. Like I'm minding my business. I'm like trying to enrich myself.
Right.
I just want to know what's going on in the world.
Right.
And y'all telling me about the stuff that I, you know, told my best friend I need.
Well, because they've also profiled readers of the New York Times or whatever the publication is and says, you know, this is the primary demographic and this is what they buy. This is what they click on. This is where they shop. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
But I do.
Voice got deep. I didn't know you had a Lou Rawls inside of you, my girl.
I have range.
Buy now buttons to make things frictionless.
You just said Lou Rawls. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow this morning, clearly. Yeah. I'm sorry. Back to the topic at hand.
You got to enter Lou Rawls. You got deep just now.
What can I say?
Those buy now buttons, do you like that when you see that? Buy now, like just click here, like it's yours.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
On Amazon, usually because I need it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I rarely use that.
Emails and text campaigns.
It's a little overkill.
Yeah.
And you try to unsubscribe. What's amazing to me is that how quickly you can subscribe to something. Mm-hmm. But when you try to unsubscribe, it's like, this might take 14 to 21 business days. Yeah. I'm just like, really?
Please submit a letter from your doctor.
Yeah. Like, it's like.
Get it notarized. Like
in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I can be a subscriber. Mm-hmm. But it takes 10 days for me to shut it off.
And a lot of times you never subscribed.
Well, that is true,
too. You
might
have bought
too.
Something and that is... forgot to check a box. And next thing you know, your inbox is filled.
Yep. Evite and Sign Up Genius are the worst. Mm. I believe.
What is Sign Up Genius? I've never heard of this.
I bet you your wife knows. Sign Up Genius is like a, like say there's a group and they want people to bring different things, but you want to make sure you don't have too much of one thing and not enough of the other. So it's almost like a shopping list and you go in and say, I'm signing up for the class holiday party to bring cookies.
Okay.
So you have to create an account.
Okay.
And there's so many ads after the fact that you have to be careful about not signing up for stuff. And it's just there.
Just tell me what to bring.
Yeah, that's all you want to, but all you're trying to do is show what you're bringing. But then once you have a Sign Up Genius account, I felt like all these other ads crept into my inbox.
Yeah.
And Evite is the same way.
Lord, yeah. Websites are storing credit card numbers.
Mm.
Your browser is storing your credit card number.
Yeah.
Now, I will say
I try to do no thank you.
I find it to be really convenient. And so I am doing it. But if I had a shopping addiction, that's just like greasing the wheel.
Yeah.
Making it a lot simpler. And that's what this technology is designed to do. So I think it's up to us to be vigilant.
Yeah.
To be impervious to these things that the shopping community is trying to use us to attack.
Impervious. We're keeping it going. I should have kept a list of your big words. Man.
And then there's social media.
Oh, you know,
social media is fueling our insecurities. They're selling us products and making it seem like this is the single thing we need to save our lives.
Yes.
Our marriages, our relationships.
Yes.
Give us self-esteem. It's out there. It was funny. I've turned off all my, like, the social media suggestions based on me. And so it'd be trying to guess. Like, I could see my social media guessing. And it sends me all of these, like, plus-size male underwear ads and stuff like that. A lot of ED medications.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I will talk about things or click on things just to throw off the algorithm.
Yeah.
But, and just to get a laugh out of it. But, yeah. It's still collecting data in different ways, though.
Yeah. there was a survey of which websites and apps fuel you into compulsive buying. And they surveyed folks from age 12 to 43. That's an interesting demographic. I don't know if that's a unified group or not. Mm. 12 to 43. Mm-hmm. Number one was Amazon, but number two was Instagram. Number three was YouTube. Number four was TikTok Shop. And then you get to the online retailers. Mm-hmm. So like social media, YouTube, like these are big things that fueling shopping.
Absolutely. It's the imagery is everything. But the curated imagery is really powerful. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I think about anything that I've purchased this week, what did I purchase this week? Mm. I purchased a slow cooker, a crock pot.
Okay.
I've had one for a long time. Doesn't work anymore. And how it started was I clicked on, I got an IG reel for a recipe for something that looked incredible. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on it.
Incredible? What was the recipe?
I'm a foodie. It was...
Like, that's a strong endorsement. It looked incredible.
It was Philly cheesesteak pasta.
And that's incredible.
Right. So I was like, huh, because I'm...
But it also is giving beefaroni. Like, hamburger helper. Like
it is, but it was the imagery, right? It was the red peppers and the green peppers and the like, it's not just beefaroni, right? It's but I'm also looking for, you know, the 21-year-old is coming home. I'm looking for big volume, one-time things to make. So then it started, then it became all kinds of recipes were coming in slow cookers. So before I knew it, I've ordered a slow cooker.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, yeah, I can just start my workday. I can put it on. Couple hours later, it's ready.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to eat it because they're going to smell it in the house. That keeps my family from eating out.
Good.
Just having food at the ready. And so. Yeah.
That's you justifying it.
It's me justifying it. Exactly. Like
they can't smell it in a regular pot.
No, it's different.
I got you. No, I do feel you on that.
The slow cooker came. Mm-hmm. I made the Philly cheesesteak pasta with ground turkey instead. And I didn't even make it in the crock pot. Because I'm looking at this and I'm just like, I don't need this to be in the slow cooker. I can do this in 30 minutes on top of the stove, which is what I did. I will use the slow cooker for other things, but I'm just,
You know it's really good in the crock? I call it crock pot.
Crock pot. It's
Mama call it crock pot, I'm going to call it crock pot.
Yes. Okay. I learned through my research, though, the crock pot is actually a brand of a slow cooker. But that's not the brand I bought. Yeah. Anyway.
Like beef stew with potatoes and carrots?
Anything that simmers is yeah. Oh, jeez.
It's so good. Like, I'm getting, oh my God.
Mm. Are you okay?
No.
You need a cigarette?
I think I need to do some online shopping. Sheesh.
I'm going to gift the Boomer family my new slow cooker that's still in a box.
Yeah, that's funny.
I've made like 4 meals since it got delivered. Yeah. None of them in slow cooker. Anyway.
Another technological innovation, and this is like a fintech innovation that really is fueling online shopping. It's buy now, pay later. Mm. It is estimated that this season, this holiday season, $18.5 billion in sales through buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we should talk about that.
I love it and hate it.
Yeah. Have you used it?
No.
Okay. I would be surprised if you used it.
No. It is the, when layaway went away, I realized that the alternative was credit card debt.
Yeah.
And so while I'm too prideful to have in my real full adult life to have ever used layaway, I would rather see people use that than credit cards, credit card debt. Because I would rather see that.
But layaway was different than buy now, pay later. And here's what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember Kmart had layaway.
Of course.
And the funny thing is, like, everything in here is cheap. Like, dang. But I used to lay stuff away in here.
Volume.
But like with layaway, you're on payments and they hold it till you finish paying for it. And then that's it.
Yep.
Buy now, pay later.
Immediate gratification.
You get it. You know, you get it now. But if you don't make your payments, they hit you with all kinds of fees. Like buy now, pay later. I actually get it now. I pay for it later. Like layaway was, I pay for it later and get it later.
Yes.
Like,
they are different. I yeah. just was talking about no, the alternatives.
You. No, I'm with you.
So this is a real situation that came up in the household with my 17-year-old.
Okay.
She wanted to buy Christmas gifts for select friends.
Okay.
She doesn't have a job. So she has to manage this
that
with
part.
Her
There's that part.
Allowance.
Okay.
And she's driving now. So
that means that you and
I
your
fill
husband,
up the tank once a month.
Y'all are buying friends gifts.
Right.
Yeah.
So there were two times within a week that she said, hey, I know you don't like me to use my debit card for shopping online. Because I don't. I'm yeah. like, she doesn't have a credit card. Mm-hmm. So, but I've taught her about the debit card. That's, if that money's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Even if it's fraud, like you can't get it back. So I tell her not to use that. So she wanted to do the Klarna or PayPal, one of those services, yeah. mm-hmm. buy now, pay later. Because she's, and I said, listen, this is the second time in a week that you've come to me mm-hmm. with this idea. I said, what's going to happen is you're going to forget mm-hmm. that these payments are coming out yeah. and then you're going to end up being charged
exactly
fees.
It.
And mm-hmm. Anna said, you are not going to track it. You are not organized enough. You are mm-hmm. not disciplined enough. So what this is telling me is you want to buy gifts for your friends that you cannot afford.
Lord.
And ooh, if these are your drop. Closest friends that you mm-hmm. want to buy gifts for anyway, you need to level down.
Level down.
You need to level down.
That's the opposite of what Beyonce said.
But then she
goes, said, level up, level up.
Exactly. That Ciara, but all
oh,
good.
Good. See, I don't.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know
okay.
my pop stars.
Yeah. That's a whole nother conversation. Ciara was listening people's views on that. But anyway, okay. And I said, so she looked at me like, well, what are you saying? I'm like,
oh,
I'm saying.
That sounds like fighting words.
I'm saying. You cannot afford to buy the gifts that you want to buy for these two friends.
Yeah.
And I just said, you need to think about something differently. She was like, well, that is the problem. My friends work and you guys won't let me work. Mm. So they can afford
so
to buy
you.
Me gifts on the, oh, of course, mm-hmm. like deflection. And so I said, well, but some of your, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I do know my daughter in particular in her mind is trying to live a lifestyle that she cannot afford.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to show her that now.
Mm.
So, but this is where I caved.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I said, I don't want you signing up for these services. Mm-hmm. I will buy this for you and you can pay me mm-hmm. over time. Because at least she will learn and not get into trouble.
That's smart.
But I will hold her to it.
Yeah.
She has to pay me.
Yeah.
And then she came back with,
uh-oh.
Okay, if we break this up into four payments, I was okay. like, oh, you're going to pay me interest.
Okay.
She's like, really? I said, yes. Yeah. Yeah. She said, okay, for each, whatever the breakdown was for yeah. each monthly payment, mm-hmm. each month she's going to add an extra dollar to it.
Okay.
So like if it's $30 a month, she will, month one,
yeah.
she'll pay me 30, month two, 31, 33, okay. and then 34. I was like, okay.
That's like the snowball method.
That's reasonable.
I like that. Okay.
That's reasonable. It just,
now, will she do it? Like, that's the big question.
I could withhold it from
her
the money that I normally give her.
Ooh. And then I want to see this comeback.
We'll see. I'll keep you updated. We'll update it each month on the podcast.
I like this. No, that's good.
But she's 17.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you trying to buy an essentials hoodie?
Yeah.
You can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. My wife asked me this morning, hey, when you were a kid, did you buy gifts for your friends? I looked at her like she's crazy. Heck no, I didn't buy gifts for my friends.
I didn't either.
Absolutely not.
If I was dating someone, I might have bought a gift for
maybe.
That one friend and maybe like my best friend.
Like if you were dating them
but
a minimum.
Usually my best friend's mom probably bought the gift.
Word. But if you were dating them for a minimum of 3 months, not like somebody you just started talking to.
Yeah.
Like we don't even have titles. No, we are not giving gifts. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. My daughter's friends, they hold events like they're adults.
Mm.
Friendsgiving, Christmas party, you know, gift exchange. They do a Secret Santa amongst themselves.
Yeah.
They do a Galentine's Day. And I'm just like, y'all are getting all this.
Yeah. And most of y'all jokers don't work, or at least some of y'all don't work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My first gift I ever got a girlfriend in high school, matching shirts.
Yeah, that was a thing.
And then we wore it to school.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like advertisement of the relationship.
Yep. Now you
yeah.
declare your what's status funny, in social media.
You know what's funny now?
It's like, complicated.
I bought my wife the same shirt that I have. Another day I was putting mine on. She's like, oh, I'll put mine on too. I'm like, oh, I'm taking mine off.
Like, we're not wearing them at the same time. That's corny.
Like, it's kind of corny. Like, I'm not wearing this then. I don't, like, nothing, like, no disrespect, but like, right. Yeah.
That was a thing.
If she listens to this, then I'm going to have to do it. So hopefully she does not listen to this.
Bring out the shirts. No. Bring out the shirts.
Can't do it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So buy now, pay later. So let's break it down. So I'm not surprised that you've not used it, because only 9% of consumers are using buy now, pay later. But it is increasing, because even though it's a low number, it's growing by about 40% per year.
Mm-hmm.
And today, about 35% of consumers are saying they've at least thought about buying something on buy now, pay later, which means that's like the, you know, that's it's a slippery slope. That's the gateway. Like, I thought about it.
I mean.
Then I'm going to do it.
Is the college tuition installment plan buy now, pay later? I think it is, man. But. I'm yeah. still convincing myself that's an asset.
Yeah.
No, that's that. An investment, that not tuition. An expense. Yeah.
So millennials are the biggest users of buy now, pay later, followed by Gen Xers.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the folks who use it are folks who make less than $50,000 per year.
Mm.
So this is kind of like targeting for folks that are lower income. I won't say they're less financially savvy,
mm-hmm.
but perhaps.
Yep.
And if you're using it properly, it can be a decent thing. When I say properly, I mean like pay it off when you're supposed to pay it
sure.
off.
Sure.
And pay it off with actual cash from your debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay it off with a credit card.
Jeez. Oh,
and that's what a lot of people are doing.
Right.
And
right.
so what we're finding is that buy now, pay later is one of those things that's pushing people into more debt, because often the person that's using it, I already mentioned that they have lower income. They also typically have lower credit scores
mm-hmm.
or no credit history at all.
Yes.
They tend to be younger shoppers. They, because it's only a soft credit check, like that's an enticement for folks to do it.
Right.
But again, the downside is if you miss a payment,
mm-hmm.
like now we're talking about, you know, the loan shark type rates. Like they are hitting you
over. Erosion of wealth.
Yeah, they are hitting you over the head.
Like, or just cash.
Like minimum fees, 37% interest rate.
Yes.
Like that's higher. Like credit cards are bad, but they ain't that bad. Mm-hmm. Like credit cards would be like 29% on the high end.
Yeah.
Like buy now, pay later interest rates are starting at like 37%. Late that's fees crazy. Can hit $30 for a missed payment. Imagine your payment is $12 and like I'm paying a $30 late fee. Like that's.
Right.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Buy now, pay later also sometimes has processing fees. So sometimes, like Afterpay, for example, they charge 6% plus a 30% processing fee. They might discount it if it's in person to 2.6% and 30 cents. But like these percentages add up when they add it to the front end of the purchase.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 'Cause
then if you get a late fee later, or you get an APR later, like
yeah.
this is really, really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this idea of paying it off with a credit card, like now it's a gateway to credit card debt,
mm-hmm.
buy now, pay later.
Yes.
It really can help people to overextend themselves. Because the other thing that you mentioned in your story with your daughter is that if it was on a credit card, I'd get like a statement that's kind of like showing me what my minimum payment is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but like with buy now, pay later, you might have multiple different payment setups.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you might not be able to track it that well because you're using multiple ones. There's no central reporting. There's not like one site that has all your buy now, pay later obligations.
Right.
Like,
you have to be on it.
Yeah.
She's not going to do that.
Yeah. So she's on mommy pay.
She's on mommy pay. Yep.
All right. So I think the horse is dead at this point. We beat the horse. Okay. People understand that there's a shopping problem.
Yes.
People understand that folks are addicted. They understand that the world is like targeting them with algorithms and buy now, pay later and all kinds of things.
Yep.
So when we come back, why don't we talk about how to fix it? Like what to do, the strategies, the tips, the tactics, the reason why you listen to the Momentum Advisors show. I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
It's the pathway to freedom. It's leading to
We broke, five broke. We ain't got it. That's not us.
I'm sure it's.
We're not speaking that over our listeners.
No.
Yeah, but that's Kanye. That's the old Kanye. Like, that's the good Kanye.
Yep.
Yeah. So you weren't a big Kanye fan?
I mean, I appreciate it, but I don't own.
Yeah.
I didn't purchase.
You saw that album called College Dropout and said, not in my house.
No, I just.
We're going to graduate from college.
Yeah. Probably where, whatever season of life I was in that moment, it just wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. You should. I would suggest going back and listening to those first
couple
Kanye albums.
You know what? I'm lying. I probably own in my streaming library, maybe whichever one that had Jesus Walks. Mm-hmm. I know I own that.
Yeah.
And probably it might be College Dropout too.
Okay.
There's two.
We'll allow it.
Yeah. It's already there and paid for.
I'm not voting for Kanye, but I'll rock with the old music. And actually, his new music is cool too. Mm-hmm. Everything else though, like,
yeah, it's like
miss
I
me
can't.
With all that other stuff. All right. So, shopping addiction. What are some strategies if, let's say, you're addicted or you just shop too much and it's like killing your budget and you know it? Like, what are some things that you can do? First, always you got to acknowledge the problem.
Yeah.
Like, and you hit on it earlier. Like, am I spending more than I can really afford? Like, what are some symptoms of spending more than I can afford? It's not having money for the stuff you need.
Yeah.
Not having money for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
It's having to spend money on credit cards.
Right.
It's requiring the use of buy now, pay later. Like, these are symptoms of a bigger problem.
Absolutely. At this point in my life, I should never go into a supermarket and have to put things back because.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that feeling. So while I don't have any memory of having food insecurity, now that doesn't mean I'm just going to go into the store and just buy whatever. I'm adding stuff up as I'm buying. And I'm thinking, am I going to use this? Am I going to need? Because I also hate waste.
Yeah.
Because if I went through the trouble to put it on a list or not put it on a list, put it in the cart, put it on the belt, bag it, put it in the car, bring it in, put it away, and then I don't use it, I got a real problem with that.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, to not be able to do the things that I need, that would feel shameful, especially since I know better, but that's hard.
Yeah. I did a call with a woman this week who's a listener, and the call started out with, hey, I'm in a jam. Like, should I take money out of my 401k at work?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, tell me, you know, circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
The situation was that, you know, there were some increased expenses in her life, but she had also received a windfall.
Yep.
Like a couple years prior, like a six-figure windfall, and all that money was gone.
Mm.
And now it's like, hey, should I take this out of my 401k? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, you got a windfall, you spent all of that, and now you're talking about hitting your retirement.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to stop the actual problem.
Yes.
Before it gets into those next accounts. Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely not. Like,
yeah.
No,
we're treating symptoms.
You got to figure out how to stop all the spending.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out how to make some more money. And if there's other people in your life that can help pile into this, and sometimes, you know, there's co-parent arrangements, but one parent is really bearing the brunt of the financial responsibility.
Yeah.
And there's pride involved. Like, I ain't asking them for that. You
right.
know what I mean? And so.
Yeah. And I know you're talking about this specific situation, but sometimes that happens even with the couple that's together.
Yeah. That's
someone
a
is paying close attention to all of that and the other may not be.
Yep. That's a fact. So the next thing you should do is identify your triggers. You know, are you shopping because of emotional triggers like stress, boredom, anxiety, low self-esteem? We did a whole show on self-esteem, financial self-esteem.
Yeah.
We have some good shows. I ain't gonna lie. Like, this podcast is kind of good.
It's all right.
Biased.
Especially that new girl. I mean,
yeah, no, I like her.
She just all right.
Yeah. She talks good. Situational triggers. Do you shop more if you're online? If you're at the mall? Maybe after work? I know my situational trigger. Like, I will tell you, and I am fine admitting this. Every time I get paid, like, we get paid once a quarter. Like, when I get paid.
That's real. That's real.
Although we're changing it. We're going to be paying once a month moving forward.
Now, I will confess, on the buy now, pay later, I have used that because it's more of like a timing thing. Yeah. But it's not something I have to keep up with because I'm doing that in full when that quarterly pay hits. It's kind of like, I really do need this now.
Yeah. No, that's a fact.
Because I'm not going to get a better deal on it. But it's done when,
You got a strategy, too. Yeah. And you know exactly what's going on. Yeah. Like, when you get paid once a quarter, like the end of the quarter can be a little tight.
I map out my stuff, including my giving and my fun money. I map it out for the quarter. So when new stuff pops up, I'm like, I have to make a decision.
Yeah. But you also got to recognize that if I'm using buy now, pay later in the last quarter, then when the new quarter comes, I'm kind of borrowing from my future. Consumption. So, you know, you got to balance that out too.
Absolutely.
Develop some coping mechanisms. Like, what are other alternatives I could do, you know, to get joy and fulfillment in my life that doesn't cost me to spend any money? Maybe it's exercising. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's going for a walk. It's spending time in nature. Maybe it's volunteering. I know your husband's at a soup kitchen this morning.
Absolutely.
That's keeping him out the stores.
It's keeping them out the stores, keeping them off the research sites to do the research on why he should buy something else. Yeah. But but honestly, I think those other activities too, they, like for me, exercise, taking a walk, it frees up my brain. So I come up with revenue generating things to do rather than spending opportunities.
There it is.
Or more creative ways to pay for the things that I want.
I'm imagining how this conversation goes. You tell Arden, I know you want to do the shopping for your friends. Instead, why don't you go do a hobby? You should go exercise. What would she say?
Be so for real. That's what she would say. She's like, She's like, I already do that. And you should get a significant discount on my college tuition for exercising better than everybody else.
Yeah. Your daughter's an elite athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all need a sitcom for real. Like, y'all really do. Just the two of y'all.
Just the two of us?
Yes.
That probably would be funny.
Yes.
Other people would find it funny.
Yeah. I think that she is hilarious.
She's.
And I encourage the behavior when I see her. Like, I'm always on her side and every time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Because I don't got to deal with the consequences. It's easy. Correct. It's fun. Challenge your impulsive urges. So one of the biggest things you can do is try to delay the purchase whenever you can. Mm-hmm. Like Tiffany used to have this thing where she would say, look, I'll put it in my online cart and I'll leave it. And the next time I log in, if I haven't been like fiending for it, if I haven't been thinking about it, then
I don't need it.
I don't need it. But delay it. Like, I do think that delaying your gratification is a huge help.
That's a great strategy that I've used consciously and subconsciously. There are things that, especially if they're wants and not needs, but if I see it and it stands out and I think about it a day or two and I'm still thinking about it, I have found that I get the greatest joy out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of this. It's a simple thing. It's this red chunky beaded necklace that I bought like 10 years ago at a vendor who was at my job.
Okay.
I saw it. It was just nice to me.
It just kept calling.
It was calling me. But the vendor was only there for like 3 days.
Okay.
This might have been during Black History Month and they were And I walked by it. I saw it day one.
Yeah.
Day two it was still there. Day three, I was like,
let me go ahead and get that thing.
Let me go ahead and get that thing. And I did. And I love it. Every time, this is 10 or 15 years later. Wow. Every time I wear it, people compliment me on it. It's one of my favorite statement pieces. And we're not even talking about something expensive. It's costume jewelry at the end of the day. But
it brought you joy.
I appreciate it because years. I thought about it. Like, I kept thinking about it.
Yeah. As opposed to there's something in your closet that you bought that you, I won't say you regret, but certainly you don't appreciate.
But it's like.
Yeah.
That's got to be the worst, though, when you're still paying for stuff.
Yeah, you didn't even.
And you don't even enjoy it anymore.
Yeah, that's
or
tough.
Remember.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Practice mindfulness. Like people say this. I've never done this, but meditate, deep breathing, become aware of your emotions.
I'm not a good meditator.
Yeah.
I tried. I even did like meditation for skeptics. I'm not kidding. This is during the pandemic. I signed up for 10% happier. 10% happier. It was this news
like
anchor.
A little more happier.
This news anchor who had like an anxiety attack on air, mm-hmm. told his story, and it was like, you know, 5 minute, 10 minute meditation for skeptics. Because yeah. I was like, this
and you
ain't
are our
work.
Chief skeptic officer.
I mean, yeah, you know,
CSO.
And so, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. I need to cancel that subscription because I'm not using it.
A friend of mine started an app called Blackfulness. It's a mindfulness app for Black people.
I would check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that gets you 10% happier.
Maybe so. I don't even remember why they call it 10% happier, but
yeah,
I'm not using it.
I believe
I'm a subscriber.
Stuff works. I believe this stuff works.
I believe it too.
Like if you can tap into your emotions to figure out, okay, I am actually sad right now. And like things that I tend to do when I'm sad to feel better include X, Y, and Z. And maybe that'll stop you from pulling the trigger on that buy button. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll watch something funny or light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No spending.
And then finally, we're going to go through just rapid fire a list of tactics. Like these are like blocking and tackling type of things you mm-hmm. can do every day. So number one, limit access to your funds. So consider using cash instead of credit cards. You can put spending limits on your cards. You can like have accounts with no debit card on them at all. You can like put only a certain amount in the account with your debit card to make sure you don't go over.
Mm-hmm.
Tactics.
Yep.
This next one, this will cost you more time, but maybe save you more money. Remove the saved credit card from your phone.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm really willing
well,
to
one,
do
the
that.
Convenience is really great for me, but also the credit card, I mean, everybody knows American Express, you pay the balance in full.
Yeah.
I memorized my number, the CVV number, the expiration date. So removing it wouldn't change anything.
All right, what about this? This is for the addicted person.
I literally know it.
This is the shopping addicted person. All mm-hmm. right. Cancel your debit card, get a new one, and then don't put it in the systems. Don't save it in your online wallets.
Yeah. I'm anti-debit card for online purchases.
Okay. Credit card too. Cancel the credit card.
Yeah.
Don't put it in there. That's for like the extreme. Like
sure. Yeah.
Maybe
some people need the envelope method. Cash
do it
only.
To your spouse.
You put your cash in the envelope for whatever category and when it runs out.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a family member whose spouse is such a big online shopper. She has to do stuff like this. Mm. Like she had to put a credit freeze on her husband's account. She had to literally mimic him, like act like she was him calling in to put a freeze so he wouldn't get more credit cards. Like,
wow.
Sometimes it's like extreme measures are required.
Yeah.
Uninstall shopping apps on your phone.
Yep.
Disable location finding technology.
Yes.
Unsubscribe from email lists.
That's just annoying to me. I just don't want that many people to know where I am.
Yeah, no, I don't. My locations are off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need it. Then I'm mad.
You can tell social media to stop targeting you with ads. And the way you do that, like in Facebook, you click your settings. You go to settings and privacy. Ad preferences is on the left-hand side. You then go to ad settings. And then you click the option of adjusting ads based on your activity. And then ads based on data from partners. And you turn all that stuff off.
I'm going to do that.
And then you start getting ads. They don't know if you're male, female, fat, skinny. Like, then you start getting random stuff.
Yeah.
Until they get you targeted again.
I'm going to turn that on. I'm going to adjust my settings.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's not the shopping addiction that could come from it. It's the time. I click on stuff. And I want to see it to the end. It's entertaining to me, but I can lose valuable time.
Yeah.
And time is money.
That's a fact.
Especially in our business.
And then finally, there are support groups like Debtors Anonymous.
Yeah.
Like if it's really that bad.
Sure.
And there are tons of compulsive shoppers in there,
mm-hmm.
dressed to the nines, I'm sure. Right.
Or something, right? Everyone's shopping thing is not clothes. Some of it is other things. Some people are addicted to helping people, and they will put themselves in a negative financial position in the spirit of helping others.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the debt doesn't care how you accumulated it.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
I literally know someone like that.
Yeah. So as we head into this holiday season, Christmas around the corner,
mm-hmm.
we hope this information was helpful. But more than anything, we hope that you're... financial life is just enriched. Like, we appreciate you for listening and hope that this is a good time of year for you. I know sometimes it's a sad time of year for folks and you
yes.
may have lost someone. But at the same time, be thankful for what you do have.
Yes.
And keep listening.
Count your many blessings. Name them one by one.
Count your many blessings. See what God has done.
There you go.
I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.